Spirit Engineering, this is Ashley.
Hey Ashley, it's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. I honestly, I don't know if you remember what we spoke earlier in the year, back in January.
See if we needed financing for anything.
Yeah, exactly. You're in contact with one of our agents over here, Scott. I happen to take over the file here, and I just wanted to call and introduce myself, see if there's anything, you know, that you guys have planned, which we might be able to, you know, help you out with, whether it's for equipment or capital needs.
Yeah, no, we don't have anything planned at the moment, but if you definitely want to shoot me over an email, if you have it on file, that way I have your contact information on my end.
Yeah, what's the best email I can get you at? Because I think Scott, the file doesn't have it when Scott was in contact with you.
Sure, no problem. It's Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y,
mm-hmm.
Allard, A-L-L-A-R-D,
mm-hmm.
at Myriad, M-Y-R-I-A-D,
mm-hmm.
engineering.com.
Engineering.com. Yeah, because I'm looking at the notes here. It seems like when you were talking with Scott, you guys might have had some plans to bring on equipment towards the end of last year. Did that ever happen? Did you guys get some equipment?
No, we didn't, and unfortunately business has kind of slowed down a little bit, so we haven't been able to do any of the upgrades that we kind of wanted to, so that's kind of where we're at the moment.
Was there like a specific reason why things have kind of slowed down, or is it just the industry as a whole?
I feel like the industry as a whole, and I feel like the election's kind of putting everything kind of on pause.
No, you know what? That's interesting that you say that, because I've seen a lot of my clients say the same exact thing. They're saying that this is definitely one of those really iffy years. A lot of uncertainty is going into play, and that's kind of why a lot of businesses are very hesitant in doing
anything
really.
Pull the trigger until they see what happens, I feel
like. Right. And honestly, like, I don't know how familiar you are with, like, what's going to come in terms of, like, the type of interest rates that are about to increase with this new, I guess, office in place. But kind of just on my end here, I'd like to kind of give a little information and knowledge to my clients and potential clients on some of the things that come when a new office comes into play, and like a new president, everything gets, you know, redone pretty much. Becomes a whole new set of people. And essentially what's going on in the financial industry right now, what the huge concern is that interest rates will go up. So a lot of my clients are trying to see what type of rates they can get before year's end, before that election comes in, just to see, you know, what numbers they have to play with if they want to move forward with, you know, purchasing equipment.
Yep. Well, I mean, like I said, if we had anything in the works that we were thinking of, I definitely would have you send me over a quote, but that's not even in our scope of mine right now. We actually had to get rid of some employees just because we just don't have the work for them. So, unfortunately, that's kind of not where our headspace is at right now. But as like I said, as soon as anything changes or we even start talking about that again, I will definitely keep you in mind.
Right, yeah. And keep in mind, too, that we don't only focus on the equipment, like providing equipment financing. We do, like, the working capital loans, you know, if you guys just need some extra cash to kind of push you through this.
We usually tend to just use our bank because we have a line of credit with our bank that we use if we ever need anything. Generally, we don't really need any working capital because we've kind of got a good inflow. It's just we're just kind of, you know, kind of quiet.
and I completely understand that. I really do. Like, I know I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes here and be the type of person to compete with your local bank or take away business with them. Obviously, you guys have probably had a very long relationship with them, but keep in mind, we're just a secondary source of funds. So just in case, you know, your local bank doesn't increase that line of credit, or if you guys have already maxed it out and you're just looking for some extra cash, or if you don't want to use the line of credit, because I know a lot of the times a line of credit is tied to whatever you're, you know, either if you're purchasing a piece of equipment through a line of credit, or if you just are using the money for whatever, they'll tend to, you know, be on you for that, like what exactly you purchase or are purchasing or using the money for.
Our bank is actually pretty good. We've been with them for 25 years, so they kind of just let us use it as we need it.
That's good. That's I'm glad to hear that, because that type of relationship, you know, you already have an established relationship with them. You're very up to par with what they do, what they can help you out with. But like I said, we're not here to compete with them. We're just that secondary source of funds.
Definitely, if we ever needed anything else extra for whatever reason, I would definitely keep you guys in mind.
Awesome. Okay, so here's what I'll do. I'll just shoot you over my contact information. You can have me as a point of contact. I'll just have my info, my phone number, and a little bit of information on our company as well. So if you want to do a little research on us, kind of what we do. Originally, we started out 14 years ago, just doing equipment financing, but then we got into working capital after the crash, because we thought it'd be a good idea to kind of help small businesses who weren't really getting the approvals that they were looking for when they would go to their local banks.
Yep.
So it's kind of what we do. It's it's kind of our bread and butter. But if something does come up in the meantime, give me a call. Is there maybe a better time you'd like me to, I guess, follow up with you, kind of see how business has been?
I would say your best bet. Some of our contracts have told us that they are going to start picking up again in the spring of next year. So I would probably say like April, May.
Okay, I can mark that down here on my end. And typically, just out of curiosity, kind of refresh my memory a little bit as well. What type of industries do you guys normally serve?
We are a manufacturing company, and we serve a whole scope of industries so that we're not kind of pigeonholed to one industry when it falls flat.
Mm-hmm.
But we do stuff with power engineering. We do stuff with paper converting equipment. We just got into some stuff with some laser equipment. We work with the steel industry and helping with their production of steel rolls and steel cobbles. So we kind of are all over the place, which is good. But we've just found that everywhere as a whole right now is really quiet. No one wants to do anything right now.
Yeah, but I think it's also good that, like you said, you don't want to get pigeonholed because, when you don't diversify your guys' client base and you're only focused on one, then that's where the problems occur. That's where the real issues come up. A lot of my clients are out in Ohio and Kentucky, and they deal with mainly oil, coal, et cetera, et cetera. And, 80% of their client base is just that. And when I talk to them, these guys are struggling. They are struggling very hard, and it's a little unfortunate to see that is – what's going on, because essentially what it is, it's a trickle-down effect. When the oil prices go down, way down, nobody does anything. And it's so weird to see how that can just really ultimately affect, like, even the smallest of machine shops and even the smallest of manufacturers, And it's sad. It really is, because it's not what it used to be, Oh, my gosh.
The country used to be booming with industry, and now it's a shame, unfortunately.
Yeah, a lot of the businesses I speak with, they always refer to it as the golden age.
Yep, definitely.
And I really wish that it could go back to that, because that just means that there's more opportunities back at home, right?
Yeah, more jobs, more prosperous country. It's just a shame.
And more security, like job security. A lot of people are worried. They don't really know what's going to happen. If you're an operator on a machine, do you know if you're going to have your job the next day? Who knows?
It's true.
It's up to the business owner. And like you said, you guys had to let a few people go. It's not something that I haven't seen before. If you guys are doing that to make sure that the company survives, that's what you have to do.
I know. And trust me, it's not something that we really wanted to do.
Oh, it was?
No, it wasn't anything.
Oh, okay.
No,
I thought you said it was.
No, we tried everything we could to figure out, what if we could keep people, but unfortunately.
Right.
We only had to let two go, but still, we just don't want to ever have to let anybody go. The whole point is to grow, not to, to go backwards.
Yeah, and you can't grow without the whole industry growing as a whole.
Exactly.
So usually, have you guys encountered a type of situation like this before when everything's kind of slow? Because I don't even remember the last time.
Probably the housing crash in 2007 was probably the last time we really saw, anything to this extent, I would say.
Right. Now, I kind of want to learn more about your guys' business, so I'm, kind of prodding these questions. But I guess, are you guys doing something similar like you were doing back then to kind of make sure that nothing bad happens to the company other than, laying a few people off and letting a few people go? Or are you guys maybe shifting your focus as a whole?
Yeah, we're actually shifting our focus on trying to find different clients and different other industries to maybe get into. And we're also working on our own product line so that if this ever happens again, we really won't have that much of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we're literally in the early baby stages of, kind of creating that. We're still in the design and engineering aspect of it before we even, get into marketing and all that stuff.
Well, that's good. No, I'm glad to hear that you guys have kind of like shifted your focus, at least in doing some of your own types of products,
Yep.
And that's never a bad thing. That really is never a bad thing because you kind of separate yourself from having to depend mostly on your own
on
customers.
Other people.
Exactly. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear, you guys are thinking innovatively and trying to, branch out rather than, I guess, trying to trudge along through because it's, I guess, do something or perish, you know,
yep,
one way or another. If you guys aren't changing, then you could happen to maybe go out of business, which is not something I would like to see with anybody and any type of business. So I always ask when I talk to business owners and they say, oh yeah, it's slow. And I ask, well, what are you doing about it? What are you doing, something different to kind of make sure that you don't be in a situation where you could go bankrupt or you could be out of business, you know?
Exactly. You have to be proactive, not reactive.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot. Interestingly enough, have you guys looked into some of my clients are maybe getting into like microfiber optics
That's
or something like that.
Not really our style. Hi,
mm-hmm.
Kyle. How are you? We tend to do much bigger down the hall. We tend to do. We deal with a lot of larger steel and metal pieces. We can go up to 15,000 pounds. So we're more on the bigger end of.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we have a huge facility here and we have really big machines. So fiber optics just isn't really our thing. We had a division, and then. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
You're looking for Todd. Todd's not here today. Todd's down with command. He's not in his office? Oh, he might be in the shop. You can go find him. Or do you want me to just leave him a message? Okay. Oh, it came in?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one
missing. Okay.
So I'll leave you the
signal. I'll let him know that there's one missing.
I'll send you an email with all
this. Okay. Awesome.
All
right. Cool. Thanks, Raphael. Okay, sorry about that.
not a problem.
where were we? I'm sorry.
You said you guys had like a division.
We did. We did have a division that we did fiber optics. Oh, my goodness. This was probably like 15 years ago. But the partnership just didn't work out, so he,
mm-hmm.
that division kind of separated from us and created their own company. But
okay.
Just not our type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I was just curious to see, like, exactly what you guys are getting into. But that's good. Hey, look, you know, I don't want to take up a lot more of your time, and you sound like you're getting kind of busy over there, but... just out of curiosity, when was the last time you guys actually brought on a piece of equipment?
When we moved here in 2013, so 3 years ago.
Oh, what type of machine did you guys bring on?
We bought a Lucas boring mill.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It actually got moved in before we even moved into our new building in 2013. So it was probably purchased, I want to say, in 2012, the end of 2012. I think.
Yeah, I know how those purchases work. You purchase it, and then 6 months later it shows up, right?
Well, we weren't ready for it. We just didn't have the space for it, so I think it sat in the warehouse until we were ready for it to get shipped. I think it came from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it came from Ohio. So we had to, and we also had to relay the foundation and the floor because it's such a big machine. The floor would have collapsed if we didn't, you know, lay a new foundation and a support for it. So that took some time too.
Wow! No way.
Yeah,
that machine.
Yeah, if you go on our website, it's just myriadengineering.com. We have pictures of all of our equipment and more information about us if you just, you know, kind of are nosy and just want to see what we do.
I've been looking around, kind of just poking my nose on your website. That's awesome, though. Oh, is it that? Is it the big blue one?
The big blue one, yep. That
yep,
one.
In the corner right there.
yep, that big blue machine.
Now, how's it been working out for you guys? Like, what do you exactly do you use that one for?
We use it for a lot of big steel beams and large steel pieces that we can't fit in either our CNCs or our regular smaller boring mills.
Mm-hmm.
We have one guy specifically that runs it that knows the ins and outs. It's actually gotten a lot of work for us because, like I said, we can start. That's the reason why we can do such big pieces now because
mm-hmm.
we have that machine. And we do a lot of we build. Like I said, we do paper converting machines, so some of that stuff is really big. So it ends up on that machine. We just actually did a couple crossbars and beams for a machine we just got from that company on there. So yeah, we tend to get a lot of the larger, bigger structural pieces end up going on that machine.
Right, right. And I know sometimes, I mean, these things must run a pretty penny, you know, they're that big.
Oh,
like,
that thing was not cheap.
And it's safe to assume you guys did go the financing route because you had told me that.
Yeah, we bought it through Leaf Financial.
Okay, yeah. Do you guys typically go through them?
In the past we have, yeah. That's kind of
okay.
our go-to. We've, I think at the current time, I think we still have two other machines financed through Leaf.
Right, right. Why isn't that you guys go to your local bank? I mean, I thought you said...
I think the interest rates are better through them, and we've had a long working business with them, too, and they just automatically approve us for whatever we need. We don't even really have to fill out an application.
Hey, that must be nice, huh?
Well, when you've been in business for 27 years, it's kind of, you know, you have long-standing relationships with people.
Of course. No, of course. And that's, you know, something along our end as well. We like to see that. We like seeing that, you know, you guys have been in business for a long time. You've had the relationships built up with clients, with everybody, customers,
oh, yeah.
You know, you
but
put yourself...
That we're not, you know, interested in branching out to see if, you know, if someone's going to have a better interest rate for us. And of course, you know, we want to save money on that end. So
oh, no, of course.
We're not going to shop around. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. But you would like to save money. I mean, essentially, that's what it comes down to. You're not going to be purchasing something that costs a tremendous amount of money if you're not going to get the best
exactly.
rate on it, right?
Exactly.
Because why pay more for a piece of equipment when you know that the guy next door is getting a better rate with a different company for the same exact piece, you know?
Exactly.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm really, really happy I was able to catch up with you guys and, you know, and reintroduce myself to you and see, you know, what's going on. I'm glad that we had the chance to kind of catch up, see if there's some things coming up. I'll shoot you over that email with my contact info, and like I said, if you guys are in the market for a new piece of equipment, just you know, keep me in mind. I really would love to kind of compete for your guys' business and see if there's a way that we can help out, because sure, you know, Ashley, I'm sure you probably get 100 of these calls a day and you must get really, really frustrated with them.
Actually, do you be surprised? I don't get it as many as you think that I would. We get more for capital funding than we do for like financing for machine equipment.
Right, see, and I can only imagine that these guys with really weird names like Rapid Funding and some
yes.
other crazy stuff.
Yep, oh, we get those in the mail, too. I get like a billion of those a day.
Well, no, I just want you to know that I'm a real person. We're a real private bank, and you know, and yeah, I mean, I'm not some just guy who gives you a call and say, hey, do you guys need money? No, okay, bye. No, we've been in business for a long time and started out with equipment financing. We really tend to build on relationships. It's kind of what we're all about, rather than, you know, here, take our money, pay us back, and then I'll give you guys a call if you need, you know, more money. But no, we like seeing like how your guys' business is performing, you know, what you guys have been through, you know, the struggles, if you've had struggles, and see if, you know, you guys have been, you know, realistically, we want to build the relationship up with you guys. That's what it comes down to. And that's what any type of bank should work as. And that's kind of why we've, you know, been in business for so long, is because we do that.
That's awesome. That's good customer service.
Yep, exactly.
Fantastic. Well, right. I appreciate you giving me a call. Like I said, shoot me over that email so I can add it to my contact information so I know how to get in touch with you if I need to.
Yeah.
And then and definitely that, touch base with me in the spring.
Awesome. Yeah, and that that goes directly to you, obviously, right?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know when – I think Scott probably sent a few emails to you as well.
I saved them to save
yeah,
my contact.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. So just in case – check the spam folder in case it goes in there if you sent you a couple too many.
I will do.
All right. Thanks, Ashley. It was good talking to you. Good meeting you, too.
Thanks. You as well.
All right. Take care.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.